Buongiorno from week two of the Winter Olympics in beautiful Cortina, Italy. Hope you had a fabulous three-day weekend. I'm Coy Wire here with another fresh episode of CNN 10. A lot went down over the weekend here since the last time I saw you. Let's get you started with some of the incredible moments we had. Norway has continued their dominant run at these Winter Games with Norwegian skier Johannes Husflot Klæbo becoming the most decorated gold medal winning Winter Olympian of all time following a win in the men's cross-country skiing relay. It is his ninth career gold. And an historic moment on the slopes for Brazilian skier Lucas Pinheiro Braten, whose breathtaking finish in the giant slalom landed him gold. It's not just Brazil's first ever Winter Olympics medal. It's the first for all of South America. Plus, one of the most incredible comeback stories you will ever see. Italian skier and flag bearer Federica Brignone named the Snow Tiger, stunning the world with not one but two gold medals. The win comes just 10 months after a devastating leg injury nearly ended her career. Brignone needed multiple surgeries, couldn't even walk for more than 2 months. She was out of competition for nearly a year, making her return just weeks ahead of these games. And while she says that she'll likely never fully recover, she weighed in on her surreal accomplishments following the races.
It's kind of hard. I would exchange my two medals for to come back and not have this injury for this I'm sure. But I'm here, and this teach me something more. And it happened. You have to accept it. Things are happening in life, and yes. So I will continue my healing for and just to try to make all the sports that I love.
Now, all these historic moments are keeping me pretty busy, but I still had a chance to catch up with a very familiar face.
From the stage to the slopes, bringing fire to the snow. Got a clock around his chest, Flavor Flav still in the show. From mics to the monobob, always bringing joy. When Flavor's in the house, yell, yeah, boy!
And that's right, just like Sly Stone said, we're gonna take you higher. Woo! With Coy Wire, yeah!
That's right. None other than Flavor Flav, the Public Enemy rapper, is the official hype man and sponsor of this year's Team USA bobsled and skeleton cruise. And he's taken his role very seriously, even hitting the ice himself to prepare for the games. Here's what he had to say about that.
That ride was crazy, but I really enjoyed it. And see, I'm an adrenaline junkie.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a big kid. I never grew up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I like exciting things. And then I saw the skeleton. I said, oh my God, I gotta try that. I topped out at 66 miles per hour, bro.
Oh.
I enjoyed it so much, Coy. I joined the team.
Meanwhile, a unique decades-long tradition is going strong on the sidelines of these games. Pin trading draws fans from all over the world as they look to swap lapel pins, stories, and other swag. Our Antonia Mortensen got an up-close look to see what it's all about.
This is an Olympic tradition you might not know about, and it's been going on for decades. It's called pin trading.
So I'm about to do my first pin trade. Never done one before. I bought my first pin this morning.
All right.
This is the day off pin.
It's great.
And so what will you trade me for?
Well, I will trade you anything that you'd like on here, but I have one I'll suggest, and that is a USA pin. If you'd like that, those are very popular.
Amazing. Okay, I will accept.
Some pins may go for $300, $400.
Oh, wow.
I've seen pins as high as $2,000. And the exciting part about it for me is it's a great way to meet people. Because if you think about it, if you walk down the street anywhere in the world and you're just walking down the street, it's hard to go up to somebody that you don't know and have them accept you easily.
That's my very first pin. I love collecting the pins at the Olympics I go to. They're very special. So while I'm here, I try to get venue pins or mascot pins.
And how long have you been a pin trader?
I've been a pin trader since 1972. My first games was in Munich when I was 10 years old. By the end of the games, I wound up with 60 pins. And hi, I'm Andrew. I have a problem.
Would you do a trade with me?
I'll give you one.
You give me one?
Yeah, that's a torch relay pin from Vancouver 2010, and I actually ran with the torch. That's what this is all about. You make friends right here in this room, all these different pin collectors. I probably know half of them.
origins of the Olympic pins can be traced back to the first modern games of Athens in 1896, where delegations wore official cardboard badges, but the trading of pins first began in the 1980s and is still going strong.
Now to the International Space Station, which is back to being fully staffed 1 month after a medical emergency forced its previous crew to return to Earth early.
One, ignition, and liftoff. Go Falcon, go Dragon, and Godspeed, Crew 12.
Four astronauts docked safely over the weekend as part of the Crew 12 mission, following roughly 30 hours of spaceflight. Their arrival was a welcome sight and brings the headcount aboard the orbiting lab back to the optimal number of seven. A skeleton crew of just three astronauts had been running the station following Crew 11's abrupt departure, limiting the amount of research that could be conducted. During their roughly 8 month stay on the space station, the Crew 12 astronauts are slated to carry out an array of research projects, including ultrasound scans of their blood vessels, research related to bacteria that cause pneumonia, and even simulated lunar landings that will help NASA prepare for the upcoming Artemis missions. Pop quiz hotshot, today is the first day of the Lunar New Year. What activity do observers typically avoid? Cooking, cleaning, spending money, or wearing new clothes? If you said cleaning, you so fresh and so clean, clean. Asian cultures who celebrate the Lunar New Year believe that sweeping or taking out the trash symbolizes throwing away the good fortune that just came in. So maybe a good excuse to get out of some of those chores later today. The biggest holiday across much of Asia begins today, marking the start of a new year on the lunar calendar and a fresh beginning filled with family, traditions, hopes for prosperity, even robots performing kung fu. In the Chinese zodiac, each year is assigned one of 12 animals and one of five elements in a repeating 60-year pattern. This time, the zodiac aligns under the fire horse.
The horse is a powerful fire element, so it's a pure fire year. So fire is a very strong energy, very energetic.
And for many celebrating, luck isn't just symbolic. It's something you can share. Across East Asia, people exchange crisp cash and red envelopes to pass good fortune into the new year ahead. CNN's Will Ripley takes us to Taiwan, where fresh bills and lucky numbers are in high demand.
Lunar New Year is almost here, and people are lining up at banks like this here in Taiwan to get crisp new bills in red envelopes. Red symbolizes luck, protection, and new beginnings, and the cash inside, it's meant to pass good fortune from the giver to the receiver, especially from elders to kids or bosses to employees. Now here in Taiwan, like much of East Asia, brand new money is seen as a fresh start, clean and lucky. Old crumpled bills like this, bad vibes and bad luck. People line up even longer to get these rare 200 and 2,000 new Taiwan dollar bills. They can put all five colors of Taiwanese currency in red packets for extra good luck. Here in Taiwan, people favor even lucky sounding red envelope amounts like 600, 800, or 1600 for smoothness and prosperity, while avoiding any amount with the number four because it sounds like the Mandarin Chinese word for death.
Today's story getting a 10 out of 10 goes the extra mile. Actually make that 183 miles across seven continents.
So I did the World Marathon Challenge, which is seven marathons on seven continents in 7 days.
Dawn Doucette's journey began in the coldest continent, Antarctica. 26.2 miles later, she was on the move again, racing from Africa to Australia and across the Middle East, Europe, and South America before completing her final marathon back in the United States. She logged plenty of distance on foot and even more in the air. Talk about a frequent flyer.
I think I ran for just over 29 hours, but you spent way more time than that on a plane.
Doucette placed third among women in the global challenge. She's now completed more than 80 marathons, including two on every continent and one in all 50 states. She's resting briefly before her next challenge, hiking to Everest Base Camp.
You never know what tomorrow's going to bring. So I feel like if there's something you want to do, if there's a challenge, something you want to accomplish, do it now.
Talk about an adrenaline junkie. All right, Sunshine, I've got some shout outs today. This first one goes to Mr. McRae at Dillon High School in Dillon, South Carolina. Thank you for subscribing and commenting on our YouTube channel. And this shout out goes to Mrs. Del Principe at Sonoran Heights Middle School in Surprise, Arizona. Congratulations on that flag football district championship. Back to back? Yes, sir. All right, tomorrow is Your Word Wednesday. So submit that unique vocabulary word on my latest post on Instagram, at Coy Wire or at CNN10. And we're going to choose one lucky winner to work into tomorrow's show. Have an awesome one. I'll see you tomorrow right back here on CNN10. I'm Coy Wire. Arrivederci.